Well, here we are once again. I'm at the North Pole and I'm heading for Santa's Grotto. Now, I know I'm almost there. Where's that sat-nav?
After 4 Christmas trees, turn left. Then, at the 3rd snowdrift, your destination will be on the right.
Right, here we are. Now, where's the doorbell?
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Will the real Elf Titchy please stand up? I repeat, will the real Elf Titchy please stand up? We're going to have a problem here. My name's Titchy, yes, I'm the real Titchy. All you elf imitators are boring, dull and pitchy. So won't the real Elf Titchy please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up. My name's Titchy, yes, I'm the real Titchy. I can decorate your cracker, wrap a present, make it pretty. So won't the real Elf Titchy please stand up? Please stand up, please stand up.
Oh, there's someone at the door. I wonder who that could be. Hello, hello. Is that Deliveroo, Dolph?
No, Titch, it's me.
Oh, hello, Alan. Come in.
Hi, Titch. Oh, it's really cold outside.
Oh, come and get warm by the fire and have some hot chocolate.
Wow, you're all dressed up, Titch. What's that for?
Well, it's the Elf Christmas Party, Alan. I'm practising for the Best Elf Rapper of the Year competition. Do you do karaoke, Alan?
No, not very well, I'm afraid. And are you doing a quiz this year as well?
Yes. We're going to do Mastermind. Do you want to test me?
Okay, then. Titch the Elf, you have 20 seconds on your specialist subject of Coronation Street. Question 1. What's the name of the brewery you would find in the Rover's Return Inn?
Oh, Alan, I'm too small to go into bars. I can't see over the top of the bar.
Okay, let's try another then. How old is the character Ken Barlow, who's been in the series since the very beginning?
He's 126, almost as old as me.
Yeah, okay, let's try another question then, Titch. So, the factory Underworld, what do they make?
Knickers!
Well, underwear, I suppose. Okay, what on the street... I started. Do I really have to finish? What on the street is Roy's Rolls?
That's Mr. Cropper's new car!
A Roy's Rolls. Alright, okay, fair enough. At the end of that round, Titch, you've scored... Oh, hang on, we better not forget to do the letters from Santa. Shall we tell all the big people then how they can get a letter, an accessible letter from Santa?
Oh, yes, because they want to be able to read it, don't they?
You need to write the child's name, delivery address, and the contact telephone number so that Santa can call you back if we need to find out some more stuff. And we need to know what language you need your letter in. Is it English? I saw 3 ships come sailing in. Or Welsh? Oh, yucky die! Oh, I almost forgot. What size of print do you want it? Because you need to be able to read it, don't you? You can email santa@rnib.org.uk. Emails need to be done by Tuesday, the 19th of December, and you'll get a lovely email back from Santa!
Brilliant! Oh, are you doing the phone calls again this year?
Oh, yes, you're right, Alan. I better go and elf the Titch board. I'll see you later. Where's my headset? Oh, no, it's under a carrot. Oh, here it is. Oh. Hello, Santa's Grotto. How may I help you?
Hello, can I speak to Santa, please?
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us and will be answered shortly.
Hello, Santa. I've got Eliana on line 1.
Connecting you now.
Is that Eliana from Swansea?
Yes.
Hello. Oh, how lovely to hear you. How are you today, Eliana?
Good.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Now, are you looking forward to Christmas?
Yes.
Me too. Mind you, I've still got lots of work to do to make sure all the boys and girls round the world get all their presents. Now, let me see if I can find your name on my list. Eliana Swansea. Oh, yes, St. Joseph's School, is that right?
Yes.
Ah, Now, I've got a note on my list that there's lots of people I must be careful not to wake up in your house, because I think there's two doggies there too, am I right?
Yes.
And let me see now. Coco and, is it Donnie? No, Danny, is that right?
Yes.
Are they lovely doggies?
Coco's my favourite dog.
Coco? Oh, I bet they're two good friends for you. Although, I have no doubt you've got lots of lovely friends at school. Now, let me see in my list here. Your teacher, what's your teacher's name?
Miss Bijou, Miss Sharon, Miss Anna.
Oh, that's right. Mrs. Sharon and Miss Anna, they're your classroom assistants, aren't they? And Mrs. Bijou's your teacher. Oh, I've heard you're very good at school, are you?
Yes.
You like school dinners, don't you?
Yes.
Oh, now you'll need to be careful, Eliana. You might end up with a big round tummy just like me. Ah, I've just seen something else on my Eliana list, though. You don't need to worry about having a big tummy, because you love dancing, is that right?
Yes, I have one first, then I have a little break, then in the break I have a snack, and then I have ballet.
That's a very busy day, isn't it? Maybe I should take up dancing. Then I wouldn't have this big tummy. Now, I've got it down here on my Christmas list that you have a favourite Christmas song.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, on the way.
Oh, what fun it is to
hear the Santa say.
Oh, that was beautiful. That's my favourite Christmas song too. I go every morning into the stables to see all the reindeer, and I sing it to them, and they shake their necks from side to side, and they jingle their jingle bells round their necks. Now, I need you to make me a little promise. Do you think you could do that?
Yes.
I want you, on Christmas Eve, to go to bed nice and early and get it snuggled down into your bed and sleep all night. And who knows, in the morning, there may be some Barbie-shaped surprises waiting for you. Would that be nice?
Thank you. Yes.
You will leave me out a mince pie, won't you? And maybe a nice little carrot for Rudolph.
And I'll put out some milk for you.
Oh, that would be wonderful. You know, I do get ever so thirsty, dashing around the world with all those presents for all the good boys and girls. Thank you, Eliana. Some milk would be delicious. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas, you and your family, and Coco, and Danny, and all your friends at St. Joseph's too. Now, I best get back to the workshops, in case those naughty elves are misbehaving and covering each other in tinsel again. It's been lovely speaking to you, Eliana.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, darling. Have a lovely Christmas.
Oh, she was lovely. I hope she gets all the Barbie she wants.
I'm sure she'll have a fantastic Christmas. Oh, look at the time, Titch. I better be on my way.
Well, safe journey home, and I'll see you again next Christmas.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
I look forward to visiting you on Christmas Eve, and I'll try not to leave my boot prints. Mrs. Claus and I, not to mention all the reindeer, elves and fairies, wish you and your family a very happy Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Love, Santa.